Today, after a nearly four-year absence, a team of United Nations weapons inspectors returned to Iraq. They're to lay the groundwork for a tough new round of inspections, inspections which will likely determine whether the United States goes to war to oust Saddam Hussein's regime.
The initial team, about 30 inspectors in all, is headed by Hans Blix. Just after his arrival today, Blix told a chaotic news conference that his team is not in Iraq to decide issues of war and peace, only to do their jobs and report objectively to the Security Council.
The past is the past, but we hope to set up an effective system that is also correct. Effective inspection means that you go everywhere, there is access everywhere to places and to sites. But we also intend to have very correct inspections.
While formal inspections don't get going for more than a week, Blix and his team today began the massive diplomatic and logistical challenges involved in restarting inspections. Ezzedine Saeed is a reporter with Agence France-Presse. He's in Baghdad. He says Blix met with a number of Iraqi officials today.
Mainly they discussed logistics, the way the inspectors are going to work, where are they going to live in Baghdad, and how they're going to establish offices here and the type of relations that they are going to have with the Iraqi authorities. Mr. Blix himself said that the inspections in earnest will not begin before next week, the 27th.
What will they be doing in the meantime? What's the preparation work that's going to be going on?
Mainly they will be reopening the laboratories at the UN's headquarters in Baghdad and discussing logistics like transport, protection, security, and all these issues.
How is Iraq reacting to the arrival of the inspection team? What is being said?
So far, there has been no official reaction from Iraq. The official news agency here, INA, just announced the arrival of Mr. Blix in a very brief dispatch saying that they arrived for a visit of several days and without any comment. But Iraq has been saying for the last days that it will cooperate, will fully cooperate with the weapons inspectors, and saying that those weapons inspectors, if they act without being submitted to any pressure from outside parties, meaning the United States, they will eventually prove that Iraq does not possess any weapons of mass destruction.
How much should the people of Iraq know about the arrival of this team and their mission?
I think most of the Iraqis know that the teams are coming back or that they have come back today, because it has been mentioned in the media every single day for the last week. The media here are talking every day about the inspectors.
And what's the reaction? What do you hear from Iraqi people about this mission?
A lot of Iraqis taking into consideration the past experience with the weapons inspectors, they seem to think that they are spies spying for the United States, for Israel. But they support the decisions of the Iraqi leadership, saying that, well, the weapons inspectors are here and we don't have anything to hide, and they will eventually say that, and the result will be the lifting of sanctions. A lot of them are repeating mainly the official line on this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Saeed.
My pleasure.
Ezzedine Saeed is a reporter with the Agence France-Presse.